You could be struggling to manifest things or have new, fun, beautiful, serendipitous experiences show up in your life. You might feel like you're wearing this mask, like you're hiding who you truly are. Okay, so you might be feeling some of these things right now if you're out of alignment. Welcome back to another episode on Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. And in this episode, we're going to talk about why you could be feeling drained, uninspired, and just straight up out of alignment. Now, this episode is really timely for me as over the past couple of weeks, I've been in a lot of conversations that have allowed people to really truly open up about the life that they're living. And if it's truly in alignment with the life they had hoped or were striving to be living. And so by the end of this episode, I really hope that not only you have a lot more clarity and confidence to move forward actively towards your dreams, but you actually have a few tips and tricks that you can implement today that are actually going to help you get there, okay? So why might someone, or why might you be feeling out of alignment, okay? Maybe you're working hours and hours and hours behind your computer screen and just kind of feeling drained. You're like, God damn, I did not start this business to be working between four walls, sitting behind a computer screen all day. I've been there, okay? That's why that's the first one I'm saying. Maybe you're feeling out of alignment with your vision or your purpose. Like, oh, you know what you want. You can see it so clearly, but then here you are putting all your efforts into something else that's not in alignment with what you know deep down inside of that you truly, truly want. Maybe you're feeling drained by everyday life and relationships. Maybe you're trying to fit inside of this box that just doesn't feel right. It's like, God, I just want to break out of this box. It's not meant for me. All right, but maybe the box is real comfy, right? It kind of feels good to be in there, but you know that that box is not meant for you. Maybe it's causing you to lack creativity and inspiration. Okay, something could just feel off right now. Okay, you might not be excited about what you're doing, or if you accomplish something, it might not feel all too good. Okay, you could be struggling to manifest things or have new, fun, beautiful, serendipitous experiences show up in your life. You might feel like you're wearing this mask, like you're hiding who you truly are. Okay, so you might be feeling some of these things right now if you're out of alignment. And it's not too late. I just want to say that. But if you are to continue living out of alignment, it could lead to a lack of drive, a lack of motivation, a lack of confidence, feeling confused and just straight up lacking clarity. It could lead to depression and unease, unsatisfaction, lack of presence, and dis-ease, which leads to disease. Okay, but it's not too late, my friend. That is what we're here for. Okay, so let's just give it to you straight. What should you do if you're feeling this way? But before we drop into that, I want to talk about why most people aren't getting out of this state. And I want to give you an actual example of what this could look like. So imagine that you're a fitness and nutrition coach and you're helping your clients day by day, okay, learn how to establish healthy habits and routines, work out correctly, establish a nutritious meal plan. Okay, you're helping them do this. People are paying you for this transformation. But then meanwhile, you haven't been to the gym in 2 weeks. You've been ordering takeout every night, drinking a bottle of wine on your couch. You're still in your PJs from the day before. I mean, you don't think that's why there could be a lack of confidence and some self-doubt creeping in, because you're not living a life that's authentic to you and what you're speaking and what you're actually selling to people. But most importantly, your program, what you walk people through, is the way that it is because you know that it's going to help someone live their best life. So my question is, Are you living the lifestyle? Are you living what you ultimately know is necessary in order to be in line with your vision? Okay, and I hear this all the time. Okay, so now let's imagine that you're a mindset coach. Okay, you love to travel. You love adventure. You had in your mind this beautiful vision of this lifestyle you were looking to create as an entrepreneur, as a digital nomad. But Monday through Friday, you're slaving away behind your computer screen, prospecting, looking to get clients. You've stopped living. If you help people build their vision, let's say in your business, in your line of work, as a service provider, whatever it is that you're doing, if you help people build their vision and step into it, don't you feel like it'd be really, really good if you gave yourself the same grace and built this vision for your life and you actually actively stepped into it yourself? And if you don't know how to, find a guide, find a coach, find a mentor, or somebody that can help you live that lifestyle? I see it again and again, all the time. People come to me, especially coaches, and they're like, Jamie, I've been on 20 calls. I'm not sure why no one's signing up to be my client. Okay, well, are you living the lifestyle that's in this vision that we just laid out? Well, no. Okay, are you waking up early and doing a solid morning routine? Yeah, well, I was, but then about, 2-3 weeks ago, I kind of stopped. Okay, are you eating right? No. Are you working out? No. Okay, then don't you think that that might be coming off a little bit, just a little teeny tiny bit, when you're on these calls and energetically you're putting out there that like, oh yeah, that would be nice to follow a morning routine. I'm not actually doing it, but I know I can help you do it. You guys, we've got to eat our own dog food. Okay? If you're feeling drained, uninspired, and out of alignment, it's probably because you're not actively living your vision or your purpose. Especially if you're a coach or a consultant or a service provider online. You want to know why people buy from you? You want to know? Because you are a living example of someone actively pursuing their purpose and living in alignment with their vision. Those who are your future clients are going to look at you and think, she's it. She's a living, breathing example of what I want to create. She's an example of how I want to live. They buy because of you. They don't buy because you have this beautiful phone call where you're trying to sell them BS that you're not actively living and pursuing each day. They buy from you because they see you as the version of themselves they're feeling called to step into. You are the proof that they can do it too. They hire you to show them how you did it. It's as simple as that. They hire you to hold them accountable to actually doing it and following through with it. But if you're not holding yourself accountable, if you're not actively pursuing your vision, then you're no longer in alignment and that will be obvious. So why are most people not doing this? Okay, they're lacking accountability. It's way too easy to get in our own head. I talk about this all the time, but it's hard to see the picture when you're in it. So that's huge. They're trying to fake it, right? Like, life is not an Instagram highlight reel, okay? If it was, I could go in the archives of photos from all the beautiful, lavish vacations that we've gone on and just continue posting them left and right. But life is not a highlight reel. Don't fake it. If inside you feel like something's out of alignment or you're not traveling as much as you'd maybe like to, for example, then get out there and do it. Right, I'm gonna bring this in right now because last week I was feeling a bit heavy in my masculine energy. So I was very high on achievement. I had this goal that I was looking to hit last week, which I did hit it. That's an episode for another day. But so I was very much grinding. So that led to a feeling of like some unease there at the end of the week, feeling a little bit burnt out. And today, it's Monday, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take the day. I'm going to take the day and I'm just going to be, I'm going to live the lifestyle. I'm going to pretend it's my birthday. Okay. I went and I had a spa day. I got a massage. I went and hung out in the hot tub and went to the pool. It's a Monday morning. Look, it's a Monday freaking morning. I've had all weekend off. We went camping. It was beautiful. Camping again, if you listen to another episode. But I lived that because not only was it what I felt like I needed, it felt like in complete alignment with like why I have the freedom that this business gives me. But I'm also being a living example of what I would like my clients to do. Look, if my clients are like, you know what? A massage sounds freaking great after two nights of camping. Then go get one on a Monday. I don't care what day it is. You've got to be a living example of who your best clients strive to be. Okay, so I feel so often people are trying to be so heavy on this strategy or doing an achievement, fitting inside of this box that isn't meant for them. Look, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this, you did not start your business to trap yourself inside of a life that ultimately isn't meant to be yours. Give yourself the permission to let go of what you thought this should be and allow it to be what it's meant to be. Allow it to inspire you every single day. Allow it to help you grow these beautiful wings so that you can just fly and become who you're meant to be. Stop sitting at a desk all day. Stop trying to be what other people want you to be and start living. Right, this is something I see all the time too. It's like people are trying so hard out there, especially, I mean, you've probably been prospected by them. They're on social media, they're on their computers all day long looking to get clients. But it's like, and look, I understand there's a time and a place and that's necessary, but if you're spending all day long on your business or trying to get clients and your own health, your own relationships, your lifestyle is suffering. Maybe you haven't taken a day off in a few months. Maybe you haven't taken a day off this week. My love, give yourself space. Give yourself grace. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This is a journey. If you look at this lifestyle, this business, this experience as an extension of you, you'll realize you're not in this for the day, the week, the month, the year. If you're truly in this for the long haul and you are looking to be in complete alignment with your purpose, that means allowing it time to be and to settle. And taking action from this place of alignment. But if you are out of alignment, get up and do something differently. Okay? So here's what you got to do. Okay? We've got to regain clarity on your vision. This could take a day. This could take 5 minutes. Whatever. Sit down with a journal, pen and paper. We got to get clarity again. What does this vision truly, truly look like? Look, some of the best ways to get this out of you, go explore a new place. Go somewhere you've never been. This could be in your own town. Go be a tourist in your own city. This could be going to a new country. Put yourself in a new environment, right? That's when I get so much clarity coming through, is when I'm somewhere that I'm not used to being, okay? Meditate. Journal. Do things that are going to help you become more self-aware. Because a lot of times when we're in it, when we're in this misalignment for too long, it's easy to just think, oh, this is just the way that it is. This is the way that it has to be. But in reality, if you remove yourself from that situation and you try something different, you're going to realize like that's actually not the truth. So shake it up. Okay. Become more self-aware of what's ultimately going on and holding you back right now. Give yourself space to be, to just be. Like, don't do anything. Just go sit outside, set your timer for 30 minutes and just chill. Look at the clouds, see what you can see in them. Listen to the birds chirping outside. Listen to the wind in the trees. Realize that it's all okay. Everything is fine. You're exactly where you're meant to be. Look, Even if you're feeling out of alignment right now, there's a reason that you're going through this, and it's because you haven't yet experienced the lesson that's inside. Look, the me when I first started this podcast on a Monday morning would have never said, yeah, I'm gonna have a spa day. I'm gonna go to the pool and like read a book and journal and all of those things. But look, is that not what we all crave? Is to have that control just ever slightly over our life to where we can do what we want when we want it. Bring those healthy habits back in. Give yourself grace. And look, like if you want to have some wine tonight, I know I brought that in earlier. If you want to have some wine tonight, cool. That's fine. But like also have a glass of water with it, right? It's like, how do you have the ebb and flow? It's like, yeah, we're going to give, we're going to take, it's fine. Right? We're going to work out tomorrow. Even if it's just 15 minutes, we're going to show up. We're going to put on our tennis shoes and we're going to get to work. Look, those people that you're called to serve, right? When they see you living this lifestyle that they know ultimately that they're ready and feeling called to step into, when your kids see you living the life that you are meant to be living and they see you actively pursuing your vision, your path, and your purpose, you don't think that's going to set the best example in the world? That is something, my friend, books cannot teach you. Or money cannot buy. I don't know where I was going with that. But it's like, books can teach you that. Okay, so scratch that. But you can't just, I got to bring this in right now because I feel so often, parents especially, like, and I know this, I've got a son now. It's like, we tell our children, oh, you can be anything you want to be. You can live however you want to live. And then they see us not living the way we want to live. Isn't that a little bit counterintuitive there? Because we are their biggest examples. So I can promise you this right now, as I tell Kylo this, as he's growing up, I'm going to be that living example for him forever. Showing him, not just telling him that he can be, do, and have whatever he wants, but because I'm actively living that lifestyle. And the same goes for you, especially if you have clients. Don't just get on the phone with someone and help them craft this vision for their life and tell them you're going to help them step into it if you're not stepping into your own. Look, if you're a health and wellness practitioner and you've been spending so long working, and you've stopped living and you've stopped taking care of yourself and your family, your clients are going to see that. It comes down to trust. Trust and permission. Okay, you've got to give yourself permission to live a little. Okay, but there's a few things that might hold you back. I know this because of those beautiful, lovely conversations I've had recently. Okay, the first thing might be finances. Yeah, well, Jamie, it would be really nice to start living the lifestyle, but you know, I've got to be working behind the computer all day because if I don't, then I won't have the money to fund the lifestyle. I hear you. Okay. But what if the finances aren't coming because you're so out of alignment with the lifestyle you should be living and it is blatantly obvious that you're suffering because of it? Maybe it's getting out of your own head and stopping playing small because you are worthy of living it now. You don't need to wait. You are worthy of being in alignment now, of feeling fired up about your life right now. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm just not there yet, Jamie. I'm not there yet. It's going to come. The lifestyle's going to come. I hear you there too. Look, and I think there is a time and a place when you do need to be really focused on creating the vision and putting in the work to make the vision happen. But that doesn't mean you should stop waking up early and taking care of yourself and stop going to the gym. At that point, it's just an excuse. So, my friend, I think it's time to get real with ourselves here. So, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. So, one, how can you begin to incorporate bits of this vision into your life right now? And two, how can you begin to be a living example of who you'd like your best clients or your family to become? Right? How can you begin that, be that example for them? Okay? It's time to get resourceful. Think of a way that you can make this work now, because maybe for things to change, something has to change. And I'm going to go back to the thinking inside of the box example. Okay, let's say you just took a program, and this program taught you how to do something A to Z. But a part of the method just didn't feel right for you, but you were still trying to make it happen because that's what you were taught and told. Sounds familiar, kind of like growing up and you being taught and told you're supposed to do things a certain way, and then you realizing, God damn, I don't want to do it that way anymore. I want to find my own way. At what point, after you've been taught how to do something in life and in business, there's going to be a part where you've got to break outside of that box and you've got to make it yours. You've got to figure out how to get the strategy to mesh with your vision so that you can live that life that's in true alignment. But you forcing yourself to stay inside of a box that's not meant to keep you inside of it is going to lead to that dis-ease that we spoke about before. So ask yourself those questions, get clarity, but also give yourself permission that if you're feeling out of alignment, sometimes all it takes is just a couple teeny tiny shifts to feel like you're back in it. I hope that this helps. If you're feeling a certain type of way about how life has been for you lately, please take a moment and just let this sink in. Look, you can listen to this episode all day long, but it's not going to change your life until you take action. And if you're kind of like, I don't know what this vision looks like. Look, I've mentioned this before. If you haven't already done it, go to coachwithjamie.com and either me or a member of my team will sit down with you and we will map out this beautiful vision for your life versus where you are right now and see how we could work to bridge that gap together so that you can be aligned with your purpose, so that you can be moving forward actively towards your dreams. You might just be closer than you think. Appreciate you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.